Yes, when you hear that music, you know what time it is. It's Thursday night at 10 o'clock. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. You know, we all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. What do you have? Tonight, time for the swap meet. It's like Chicago's antique roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you got, and we'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a chance to brag about the things we've collected over the years. What do you have that you want to brag about? My guest in the studio, Greg Flamm. Greg, of course, DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook. Greg, good to see you.
Hey, great to see you, Justin. Thanks for having me back.
How was your week? Did you get a big...
It was pretty good. You know, this rain just kind of off and on, you know, and stuff like that. But it's all right. I can't complain. It's always fun. And the thrill of the hunt is what it's all about. So,
what's happening? I mean, as we get back to school, right, and people come back to school, does it mean there's less
garage sales? Estate sales are all the time, and they're indoors, so the weather doesn't affect that. But garage sales, a little bit less, but they're still there, and they'll be there till as long as the weather's nice, they'll be out there.
And my next question, I'll give you $25 for all the Tupperware I've got at my parents' house.
Yeah, I was listening to that on the way in. Your parents are the ones I love rolling up on. When they're sick of holding on to your stuff, you know, they finally have had it and they put it out in the driveway, you know, a dollar for your toys and stuff.
There would be a lot of recorded off the television Northern Exposure episodes.
Okay.
So that might be worth
it. I got a lot of VHS too. And it's,
all right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, it's weird because VHS is supposed to last 50 years and DVDs are only supposed to last 25. I would think it'd be the other way around. But anyway, I digress.
Is that worth anything? Like, do sort of DVDs, VHS, CDs, tapes, cassettes. Is that kind of stuff worth anything?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously DVDs still sell consistently because that's still kind of the newer technology or media. But VHS, certain ones, you know, if they never put it out on a DVD, then it's worth more. There was that whole myth of the Black Diamond Disney, tapes. If it had, like, a black diamond on the spine, it's supposed to be worth more, but I don't get it. I looked it up on Snopes, the whole thing and all that, and... some are going for like $35,000, and then I found one and sold it for $10. So, you know, I don't understand the thing behind it. And also, like, Little Mermaid had banned artwork because they had like a phallic symbol on the cover. So they changed the artwork. So that made that older one worth a little bit more.
So there's those kind of, and when you have those kind of moments where something gets banned or something gets changed because of pushback, that stuff's worth something if you have
the original. And especially if someone happened to keep it sealed, that's awesome. Then you got gold, you know, most of the time. But yeah, VHS is weird. It's hit or miss. And but DVDs, yeah, even any DVD should sell for $5, whatever, depending what it is.
312-981-7200. What do you want to talk about tonight? 312-981-7200, or more importantly, what do you want to brag about?
Right.
I was thinking about this because I was talking with Pete, and I'm like, I feel like I have so much, like, in, I feel like I have a whole thing of memorabilia that I just keep forgetting to look at.
Right, and I think if you even look deeper, you would find stuff nowadays that is worth more than what you would think it is, you know, and that's, you know, knowledge is somewhat power, I guess, if you know.
But
what
for
to
me,
call.
I don't even care. Like, and so many people will call in and say, well, okay, what do you got on the, how much is that worth?
Right.
I don't care. I'm not, nothing that I've collected in my life is worth anything. Except to me.
To you, right.
Like I said, I still got the skeleton key from the
CTA. We all have that stuff. I have the first tape recorder I ever used to tape open air off of the stereo in my basement.
Really?
And I lost it, obviously, over the years, but then I saw it at garage, so I'm like, I got to have this. It's worth nothing to anyone else, but this is the one I grew up with, the same model, same color. So I had to pick that up when I saw it. So,
what's a Def Leppard High and Dry poster worth these
poster?
Days?
Poster? I still think it could be $30, you know, honestly.
A lot of tack holes.
Posters
are
really good right now, yeah. And it seems like this time of year, too, I think posters have kind of seen some sales more than usual because of the time of year, dorm rooms, people putting them up maybe a little bit more for that. It seems like they're spiking a little bit.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to jog my memory because I have something, and I'm trying to get – okay, so I'll think through this hour, but there's something that was like worn by somebody that I got that was like maybe a t-shirt or something like that.
If you have old 70s Van Halen shirts or Rolling Stones shirts from the 70s, those are like...
Yeah, I don't have that.
Going for like over 90 bucks.
But yeah. I just have this memory and I can't connect it to somehow getting something, probably off an athlete that was like a hat or something that I wore, and then it also felt kind of gross.
Yeah.
You know, sweaty, that kind of stuff. Is that worth anything? Like, do people...
You have the certificate? No.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right.
You know, everyone's just kind of got their thing that they know. Like, I know we talked before, I have the ticker tape from the Sox, parade, World Series parade.
Right.
Can't prove that to anyone, but I know I picked it up off the ground after the parade and put a little note in there, a Ziploc bag, and tucked it away.
I have the marker that Ozzie Guillen used to fill in his goatee. It's really nice. No, 312-981-7200. All right, let's do a couple before we get to the break here. Let's start with 630. They have a clean copy. What does that mean, clean copy? So just good to go?
Yeah, I need to know like what it is. A clean copy of what?
Okay, clean copy of the Super Bowl Shuffle album.
So I'm assuming it's still sealed, like in the shrink wrapped. The album is great because sports bars love to hang that up, and they don't really care if it's sealed, but a collector will want it sealed. And I think I've seen them go for $40 and $50, and especially sealed, they could go for more.
Hmm. Wow, there you go, $40 or $50.
Yeah, I pick those up all the time when I see them, whether even the $45 I'll pick up or the VHS tape of it I'll pick up.
708 says they have an old Brookfield Zoo postcard.
Yeah, if it's just one, and if it's been used, like mail, that, you're probably looking at a quarter, a dollar maybe. But if you put it together with a bunch of other Brookfield Zoo stuff, like I brought in those mold-o-ramas, those wax things, you put it with that, you put it with maybe a hat or something else from Brookfield Zoo, and, now you're talking $20, $30, $40 if you're going to sell it online.
One more. 630 says, I'm bragging about my Thundercats VHS tape that my mother recorded for me when I was a kid every morning, waking up before... That's so nice. So that's my gold.
And that's his personal gold. Yeah. That's,
so his mom would record.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's, back then, for parents to know how to work the VCR, that was something.
Oh, man. I hope that I get that kind of story that my son can say, my dad recorded Bob's Burgers for me.
Yeah, right.
But he doesn't know that I just hit the one time and said record all.
And then record it over.
There's like 600 of those things in the DVR now.
Yeah, I mean, think about the media we use. So much is going to be lost. So many photos, think about it. 40 years from now, unless you really took the time to print them out or save them, it's not going to be like when we were kids.
Right.
Grandma or aunt is still bringing out photos from when we were young, and I don't see that happening now.
Two things that I have that I think are worth something. That popped it up. One, and I don't know where this is at, but somebody in the crew has it.
Okay.
A 2x4 signed by Hacksaw Jim Duggan from the World Wrestling Federation.
Okay.
And that was his move. He'd have a 2x4.
Right, yeah.
And so we found a 2x4. We were at WGN Morning News 15 years ago.
Wow.
And we were on the same – I was on the same show that day with Hacksaw Jim, he was there for whatever, and we just grabbed it and he signed it.
That's
Is that worth
awesome.
Anything? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would try it, give it a shot. I don't know if I could put a dollar amount, but I would list it auction-wise.
And one more, I have the original CD of The Millie, which was the 2000 dance that the city commemorated for Y2K or for the millennium.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a CD. They did The Millennium, the Millie, The Millie.
Yeah.
And it was a huge flop. Huge flop.
Right.
But I have a copy of it.
Yeah. Still sealed or no?
No. Not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's it's weird because some things they didn't like press a lot of, or they were just import only. I mean, obviously The Millie is, Chicago, so they probably made a lot of those here. But you never know. I mean, I still get, I still sell like, the Woof Woof, Dog Pound or whatever for the Bears. Thing? What was their song again? It's kind of a rap song that they put, post Super Bowl.
But they did like a rap song.
Yeah, they did like a rap, but then they did kind of a remix, and that's still going for like $15. And you can get it for like a quarter at the garage sale. But anyway.
312-981-7200. Playing Swap Meet tonight. We'll get to your calls, Mary. Others on the line. There's a lot of texts coming in. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get to everybody. Stay with us. It's the Swap Meets. Greg Flamm is in studio, 312-981-7200. It's like Chicago's Antique Roadshow, where we're evaluating your junk. That sounded wrong. We also want you to call up or text in what you want to brag about. What do you got that you think that people will be impressed by? 312-981-7200. Let's start off with Mary. Mary, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you got, Mary?
Hey, Mary.
Yes, hello. I have a little, it's a toy. It's a little horse that you ride. His name is Mobile.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of him?
Not offhand. Do you know where you got it? Did you get it new, or how did you get it?
No. I was given this when that's the first thing I can remember on Christmas.
Okay.
With that little red record player. He's in mint condition. My mom kept it in the top of her closet for years.
Wow.
And now it's in the top of my closet.
Okay. Well, and it's made by Mobile, or it's called Mobile?
His name is Mobile. It was bought at Marshall Fields. I know that much.
Okay. Well, Fields, obviously, you can't go wrong there.
Listen,
sounds like it's in good condition.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I would have a relative maybe check that out if you're interested in selling it. Are you, or no? You just kind of wanted to brag about it.
You know, I'm 70 years old. Everybody's ridden it. My kids are in their 30s, and the grandchildren, they rode it now, and I just wanted to know what it was worth.
That's not, right. You know what it's worth? It's worth everything, Mary. A lot of people have ridden
that. Well, yeah, I know, but I want it out of my closet.
Well, I would have a relative, if you're not familiar with, checking the price online, have a relative check it out, and I always say...
I've been told it's worth quite a bit.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
Look at you.
There you
go. Do you have any estimation of what?
I don't. I'd have to say minimum, I don't know, I want to say 100, 150.
I'm learning a little bit, Mary, about how this works. It's probably worth... something just because of the Marshall Fields and it's a toy from that line.
Yeah,
you're probably going to get some points taken off because it has been used, and by having used it loses that value of being a collectible.
Right.
It's still very cool and it's very kind of it's awesome that you still have it, and it's awesome for nostalgia, but it loses a little bit of the value because you've had generations play on it. That's just I'm no expert.
And I think it's worth more because it's Marshall Fields than it is the actual item is what
really?
I'm thinking. But yeah, have it checked out if you're looking to sell it.
I didn't know, but I don't want to give it to somebody that's going to ruin it,
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Or trick it out. Right.
Right.
We don't need any...
Okay, where do I check?
Oh.
Because I'm not good at this.
Like I said, I would have... just have a family member check out online and definitely do an auction if you are to put it online, because I doubt there's anything on there like that right now.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. All right, let's go through some of these texts because they're pretty awesome. 312, I have a baby blue 1969 Chicago police riot helmet.
Wow.
That my father stole off an officer's head during the riots in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
He was 19 at the time.
Wow.
And he gave it to me when I moved to Chicago. Winner!
That is pretty good.
That's the best. See,
he's got it all. He's got, Chicago. He's got,
That goes right to the heart.
The
There's something about the... whenever we get into Chicago politics, you've seen me light up about Mayor Daley stuff.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But the idea of your dad, with his bell-bottom jeans on and his long hair going, let me grab that off the cop!
I know. Michigan Avenue in 1968.
That's amazing. That's great. Wow.
That
312, I say that's a winner.
Yeah, it is.
312 says they have vintage airline posters circa 1965 of Marina City and Chicago River.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I would be lying to that if I saw that anywhere. I love collecting posters, and they seem to be hot right now. Anything vintage, whether it's music or travel, like any of the tourism posters. I would find Bermuda golf, courses from the 60s and posters for the travel stuff. And I gravitate to that easily.
All right. There you go. That's kind of cool, too.
I'm saying at least 150 and up for that. Yeah. And do an auction because there's not going to be another one on there. So don't, because a lot of people make the mistake putting a buy it now for 150 when you could have got maybe 600 for that.
Because people really want this thing. They auction against each other.
Yeah.
This on eBay.
Right. You want to create a bid war on it.
All right, 708, I have the Doctor Who album with picture of all the doctors on the record itself.
The album, okay. Yeah, obviously Doctor Who is collectible. I'm not familiar with that album. I'm familiar with some other ones.
Okay.
You have to say Star at 15.
Brag.
Yeah,
but see a little bit more. I mean, it's okay to say, because, you know, I've opened it up to say, tell me what you got you want to brag about. I mean, we don't have to give it a monetary value. We just be like, that's cool.
Yeah, you know what is cool is the Doctor Who conventions, you can get your stuff signed there. So that's kind of cool, you know.
708's got a good brag. I've got a VHS copy of the 1984 Olympics. That's Mary Lou Retton, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like it, yeah. Isn't that...
watch it. That's my favorite part. Is that like I just have this picture in my head of this person going, I'm going to eat my dinner.
Yep.
When I'm done with my dinner, I'm going to put on the 1984 Olympics tape, and I'm going to watch Carl Lewis.
Right.
I don't know if Carl Lewis was on that team yet. But
yeah, probably not 84, yeah. But at least, you know, she can forward past the commercials, I guess, you know, while they're watching it. I don't know.
224 says, I got a baseball signed by the entire Cubs starting lineup from either 1998 or 1999. Mm. Everyone except Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, wow. Again, we talk about that with the team sign stuff. Yeah, it's,
what was the 1998? Was Lance Johnson playing center field? Did you get Lance Johnson on that ball?
Yeah, I don't know.
There you go. Now you're worth something.
Yep.
Come on.
I can't give away a Sammy Sosa poster. I mean, it's like,
really?
Yeah, they're really not worth much. I mean, maybe
Travis,
if it's signed, you know, maybe. But why Tribune stuff that they put out, like posters of that.
It's a different segment. I feel like the idea, there's something there, man. I really want to get at the root of why Chicago has devalued Sammy Sosa.
Yeah,
because, yes, I understand the steroid stuff, but you know what? You see how A-Rod, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, who was also named in some of that stuff, Mark McGwire, they have not had this ostracizing.
Yeah,
this
personally,
kicked off the island. Yeah, what do you
think? I think it's because he hasn't made good with the Cubs yet. He hasn't, you know, said, I'm
about?
Really sorry. He's got to do some kind of public apology, and they got to embrace him, and he's got to be the ambassador, kind of like, you know, what Frank Thomas does with the Sox.
Yeah, maybe.
And I really think people hold on to your Sammy stuff, because that's going to happen, and then it will go up in value.
It was just really funny to me that this week we were talking about how Chris Bryant is going to be the first Cub to get 35 home runs since Derek Lee in 2009.
Yeah,
like, 35
it's crazy.
Is half of what Sammy Sosa got.
Right.
Sammy Sosa pulled 66 home runs down.
Yeah.
You know, you could say what you will about steroids,
I mean,
and whatever, but everyone's
taking
that stuff.
McGwire saved baseball, and you're coming out of the strike and all that, and they, you know.
I'm getting off the rails now.
Yeah, so.
All right, we got a lot of good stuff here, and we'll get to them all. I've got, it's so good. 708 says, I have the 2005 White Sox World Series Game 2 ticket stub.
Okay.
And a lanyard. Is that worth anything?
In the lanyard, the stub, I want to say $25-$30. If you got it signed, or over the years, it might go up in value.
I guess it's better than nothing.
It is. And I mean, you know,
because the ticket stub is essentially worth nothing when you've turned it in, right?
Yeah, but there's a big market online for ticket stubs, concerts, sports. Yeah, I was in fact looking it up last night, and there's people selling every ticket stub imaginable. I mean, because they're doing like decoupage, you know, tables or paintings or, you know, artwork with them. Yeah, so they're definitely something that's worth something.
All right, lots of good stuff. We got some people on the line. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? What do you want evaluated here in Chicago's Antique Roadshow, the swap meet? Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook with me in studio. We'll take a break. We'll get the update on tonight's news. We'll come back, get to all of your stuff. Stay with us. Rob, it's the swap meet here on the download. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio with us tonight. We got some good stuff. What'd you bring in tonight? You got some cool stuff here. What do you have?
Yeah, I brought in the M&M candy dispensers, only because there's so many of those. Like, there have to be 50 different kinds of these dispensers. So I, you know, just kind of brought in as what people might collect. They're $10 to $20 used. If they're new, you know, obviously a little bit more. I brought in a couple 1960 gossip magazines, and more so because people will pay $10 to $15 for certain ads in these old magazines. And it doesn't have to be a gossip magazine. It could be just a whatever, Life magazine or whatever, that has an old toy ad or certain, if you remember the Frito Bandito guy for Frito-Lay.
Yeah, right.
That can go for, you know, $15, $18 just for that page.
Jeez, really?
So that's another thing that people kind of look for at sales, and just kind of brought it in to throw it out there.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. Thanks for everyone for patiently waiting. Let's go to Joe. Let's start with Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Well, I have a 3x5 card from the pump room. It says Pump Room Hotel Ambassador. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Saturday's minimum charge, $2.50 per person.
Those were the
it's
days.
From 1949.
Wow. Right. There you're talking now. Yep. That's some Chicago yeah. history right there, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I could put right. a dollar amount,
yeah,
but someone.
It was from the prom, from the high school prom.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Well, that's.
So we yeah.
Do you remember? Is it your card? No, I can't
yeah.
be your card. Okay. So did you run into any cool celebrities at that point? Because like, I know all the stories about the pump room where they get off the train, then they hang out at the pump room until they get back on the train.
I don't remember any celebrities. No, no.
Was Cup, yeah. Cup wasn't there?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You always read Cup's column with that.
So that's good. I like that, Joe. That's good. I don't know how yeah. much it's worth, but that's there. Yeah, I like the brag on that. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
That reminds
yeah, I
me.
I have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah. I would have a family member check it out. You could always put it up online for a month or so as an auction and just see what happens. But that reminds me, like, the Berghoff stuff, because that's closed now. That stuff is collectible.
Right.
Really? People are buying that mm-hmm. up. The glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Menus.
I always also have an ashtray from the Edgewater Beach.
Ah.
Okay.
Another
yeah.
good Chicago mm-hmm. reference. Yeah. All
yeah,
right,
you
thanks,
probably $15
yeah.
for that.
Thank you, Joe. Okay,
thank
let's
you.
Go to Joseph. Joseph, what do you want to brag about, Joseph?
I have this mint condition Superman lunchbox.
All right.
Okay.
That he's like fighting a robot or something. It's in my attic.
Ah.
When you say which Superman are you talking about? Are you talking about the old guy, like the black and white guy? Are you talking about the Christopher Reeves one from the 80s? Or are you talking about more your generation, like the ones we just saw?
He's like the old cartoony one.
Okay.
All right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And did that one come with a thermos, too, or just a lunchbox?
Just a lunchbox.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's worth quite a bit. I would have someone check that out, because Superman stuff in general, especially the old original Superman.
Joseph, do you have any thought in your mind to dust it off and take it to school now?
And bring a bodyguard with you to watch it.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what's your lunchbox now?
It's not that special.
It's just what? It's just like a blue one yeah. or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably a more like, what do you call it? Like a clothy type thing, like more like a bag than yeah. a lunchbox, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what if, just hear me out. What if on Monday when you go to school, you're like, you know what? Let's dust that thing off. Let's take it out of circulation. Let's get that in. You know how many kids would go crazy
yep.
that you had the cool old lunchbox with Superman on it? They go crazy. They'd be like, Joseph, I want to hang out with you.
That's right. You can go be the head of your school. And yeah, I would do it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Joseph. Thanks for calling in.
That
I'm not
cool.
sure Joseph's going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think his parents
will. I was very excited for Joseph for a second there. And then he's yeah. like, eh.
Yeah. It could turn out, you know, and it's not in the greatest condition and it's only worth $10, and I would definitely bring it to school. And,
yeah,
know,
right?
You know, unless it's worth hundreds or
and
something.
And it's probably that, like, tin or, like, aluminum where
yeah.
you just that makes that noise
litho,
when it
yeah.
hits, man. Oh, real nice.
Yep.
Let's go to Bob. Bob. Bob, what do you
Hi.
Want to brag about, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hi. I've got two items that I wanted to find out about.
Okay.
Because, we were cleaning out a home,
mm-hmm.
and we found these items. So I took them, and one is a pennant from the 1959 White Sox about their winning the American League
right.
championship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, I don't know, 2 feet long by to the point and about 10
right.
inches on the straight end of it.
Right. Well, obviously that was a great year for the Sox, so I don't think we have any problem getting... You know,
I wonder if it's worthwhile getting like one of these pennant cases or that.
Is it in good condition?
It was rolled up, but it should flatten out.
Yeah, usually the grading on that is like if you can hold the end of the pennant and if the tip, you know, dips down, they grade that as far as the condition. But
oh, it does hang fairly flat because what it was almost like folded sort of.
Okay.
But then besides that, I also have a poster from the 1932 exposition that was here.
Wow, yeah, that would be
And
would be
it's
nice.
about, it, it's about the size of it. It's about 3 feet by 2 feet.
Okay.
And that also was slightly rolled, but if it's put into a frame, it should flatten out because I already laid it out that way.
Yeah, I would definitely store that. If you're going to store it, make sure it's in a tube or framed, you know, and because it's definitely worth something. I would have that checked out.
Because here we found these two things sitting in a closet.
Yeah. And that's so great, though, right? I mean, it's better than finding, like, I don't know, schmutz.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Great, asbestos and mold.
That I hadn't been able to find.
Yeah, you were probably looking for something else, right?
There was a business card for the tattoo parlor out in Hawaii during the Second World War.
Oh, wow.
The artist that was there.
Yeah, that would be collectible.
Jerry. On one side of it was the business card for a hotel.
Okay.
And on the other side was stamped his name and the address next door to it.
Yeah, I mean,
tattoo parlor.
World War II era is collectible, and tattoo stuff is collectible, especially that era.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was great. All right, so let's keep going here. We got some great texts to get through. 847, I have the T-shirt from U2's first U.S. concert in 1982.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that could be $100 or more for that.
I got it when they played the U of I Champaign Auditorium, which only seated 3,000 people, and it wasn't even filled.
Wow.
Was Bono like, you know, it's the worst day. Sundays. Ding, 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 ding. And he went into Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yeah. Did he say what year it was? I mean,
1982.
I mean, I'm a U2 nut. So
is that the right song for that time?
It was before Sunday Bloody Sunday. In 82, it was the second album, October. I'm a U2 nut.
You know what's my favorite name? Love. In the name of love.
And that was pre that, too.
Is that pre?
And they hardly did any touring for that album, that second album. So that would make that even more rare. So,
all right, that's a rare shirt.
Right. I mean, concert T-shirts, especially 80s, are definitely in right now.
All right. I'm trying to think of another. What would be another? What was this? What was the hit off that first record then?
Well, the first record was I Will Follow, Out of Control. And then the second record was Gloria. And that was the first... video I ever saw on MTV.
It was Gloria?
Yeah, a song called Gloria.
You know what's my favorite? Is there anyone named Gloria here?
Yeah. Yep.
When suggesting to put items online and auction them, which auction website is most credible?
Credible.
847 said that.
I like eBay because they do have, these days, a lot more protection than they did, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And they have buyer protection, seller protection. And then also, if you're paying with PayPal, they have their protection services as well. So I don't think you can really go wrong with that. If you're a seller, to me, if it's a dollar amount that I can't live with, be burned for, I always put a signature on it. Hmm. I don't necessarily insure it unless it's hundreds of dollars, because sometimes people think, oh, you insured it, so I'll just claim it's broken or something. But if you put a signature, at least you know someone's signing for it, and that is usually good enough.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take our last break. We'll come back. I've got a ton of texts to get through, a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do it with Greg Flamm and the Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet here, 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker on Twitter and, of course, Facebook. He's got a page set up. Let's get through some of these texts. 630 says, I have a little metal dog from my grandfather, stamped Chicago on top. I think it's from the Chicago Exposition.
Yeah, that could be. I have no idea what's worth. I'd say 25 to 50, and depending on condition and how many are online.
Okay. 630 says, I have a Mr. Bill T-shirt from Saturday Night Live.
And they're remaking those, so if it's an original, then you could have something there. Still, I'm thinking 25, 30.
I don't know how any T-shirt is worth anything, because, I mean, after three washes, those things are ruined.
Right. I mean, I've sold
the
T-shirts with
holes
alone. In them. Yeah, what? Armpit stains or holes in them, I've sold them,
Really?
If they're from, 70s, 80s rock, especially, classic rock stuff now, they'll sell, trust me.
I told this story, I think, in the first one, where I bought a off a kid's back. I put $20 for a Mayor Daley reelection shirt from 1983. Yeah. And it was a C. Dick, C. Jane, Jane. It was a Dick and Jane.
Yeah,
thing.
I remember that one, yeah.
But and it was significant because it was Harold Washington won that election.
Right.
But they were fighting each other mm-hmm. in the primary, and they weren't paying attention to Harold Washington. So I was like, that's amazing. And I can't, these kids are hanging out. And I'm like, that's an amazing shirt, man. Where'd you get that? He's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will give you, I'll give you 20 bucks right now. Like, I was going to give him less, but I only had a 20 on me. And it was and he gave it off his back to me.
Wow.
Once I got it, it was almost like a half shirt because it was too small.
Right.
So I was like, so I gave it to my brother who promptly lost it.
Yeah. That's the worst.
But yeah, exactly. I was remembering the smell. The smell of that dude. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah. And then there was the other time where I got it was a concert t-shirt I was interested in. I saw the guy. I'm like, oh, where'd you get that? I've not seen that shirt. That shirt looks great. He's like, you go and see him in 1988?
Yeah.
Shut up.
What was cool back then, early 80s, they used to do that glitter stuff on the mm-hmm. concert t-shirts. And that would obviously wear off over time. But if you found one of those.
With a little glitter on it? Glitter's
Van
gold.
Van Halen logo with the glitter in there.
All right, let's keep going here. I got an old football from my grandpa. It's from 1963. It's signed by the 1963 Bears players, coaches, and owners. Not sure what it's worth.
Yeah, I'd take that, to a sports
There's only two Chicago Bears championships in history.
Yep.
That's one of them.
And that's a good year, yep.
You know?
Yeah, I team sold is less than one or two signatures. So, again, you have to kind of get that checked out.
Little Mike Dicka.
There you go. One? Yep.
Patty Play Pal doll. Condition, almost poor. I don't know what that is, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that doll, but I couldn't, poor condition, yeah, $5-$10 probably.
Almost poor. Poor condition. It's okay. Almost poor. Come on.
Okay. 12 to 18 then.
219 says, I have the whole 1969 Cubs on a ball. I know it was real because it was passed down. Where can I get it authenticated? You got to go find everyone who's living and see if it's their signature.
You go to a sports memorabilia place. You could also send it out. You'd have to insure it, obviously, send it out, and they'll grade it, and they'll check the signatures and everything. It's an investment. You're going to have to put probably, I don't know what they charge. I know comic books, they charge $12 a comic book just to grade it. Hmm. But they send it back sealed in this plastic that you pretty much have to cut off with scissors, so you can't open it again to degrade it once they've graded.
Yeah.
But baseball is probably quite a bit more than a comic book to get graded.
Sounds fascinating.
Right. Yep. And I don't care to invest that much money into it if it's not going to pay off.
815, I love this one. I won first prize in a Fox Kids contest.
Okay.
Power Rangers Season 1 on VHS, headshot signed by all the Rangers, shoelaces, lunchbox, and the Dragonzord sword that plays music when you push the buttons.
Power Rangers stuff is great. Megazord stuff is huge. If you can get the original die-cast metal, Transformers or Megazord stuff, that's huge. Even the plastic stuff is, from the 80s or 90s is pretty good. But yeah, to have all that, and I don't know what a Power Ranger signature. I don't know how that would be.
I went to high school with a kid here in Chicago who became one of the Power Rangers.
Okay,
so. Maybe I can look him up on Facebook, and then we can go over to his house and see what it's worth.
Right.
I don't know.
Have a my girl call your girl thing, and we'll do lunch.
Jason, it's me.
Right.
Remember?
But he's got some there, and I list it as a bundle and shoot for, 100, 200 to start and go from there.
All right, 224. How about Hillary Clinton's yearbook, Maine East, written in a lot, I guess it means there's a lot of writing in it, because it's somebody else's. Oh, you're ripping off for yearbooks.
Yearbooks are good. You can usually get 30 to 100.
Hillary Clinton's yearbook.
Right, and she's in it. Yeah. And I yearbooks in general, people will find out the one or two people who are in it that became famous. They'll list it that way with that person's name, and, you can get 25 to 200, I'm sure that one's worth
a little bit more.
Yeah, 150 probably. Auction, start it there and see where it goes.
Maybe you could find Hillary Clinton stuff in there, and just like with the South Side with You movie,
right?
You can pick out the information, what classes and things she was in, and then you can make a movie about it.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Bill and Hillary back when they first started going out. That is something to see.
312 says, Comiskey Park poster signed by Bo Jackson. A lot of Bo Jackson this week on the download.
Yeah.
He showed up in, we were doing a bit.
I heard, in Burr Ridge at the Speedway, And I've heard, too, he lives in Burr Ridge because I'm in Darien, so I've heard that, but I haven't run into him yet.
No, right. But yeah. He's around. Snoopy coin commemorating first moonwalk, bought at parade in Chicago with astronauts, think 1967.
Yeah, that's good because it's cross. You got space and peanut stuff. So, I mean, that would be pretty good. Worthwhile, yeah.
815 says, I have an original photo of Shirley Temple.
Yeah, that I'm not so sure.
How do you get an original photo? Like, you took it?
Yeah,
this is pre-selfies.
There you go.
Pre-phone, pre-pretending like you're in a restaurant, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to check my phone while you fake a picture. They see you. You know, celebrities know what's going on.
Yeah, those cameras were pretty big back then.
All right, let's see what else we have as we wrap it up here. Just the ones that came in. 815 says they have a Cheech and Chong big bamboo album with rolling papers.
Nice.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Is that the album where they're like, where they did the nuns? Class.
Yeah, Sister Mary Elephant. Yep.
Yeah, right? That was a great bit.
Yep.
I've got a Gallagher t-shirt signed by him.
Do you have like watermelon seeds and stuff on it from what he smashed?
That's awesome. Right. But 331's got it because I'm like, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
A little bit brag.
Right.
Yeah, I got a Gallagher t-shirt and Gallagher signed it.
Yep, that is.
This is a strange one. 630, pamphlet on how to convert to Islam, signed by Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Not personalized.
Not personalized is more desirable, actually.
I know, but what do you mean? It's like, here's how you convert to Islam. Let me sign that. There you go.
Right. You can think how that happened.
But, yeah, exactly. I want the backstory on that.
Yeah, he might have been at church with him and he had nothing to sign. I've seen people, with Bono. Someone gave Bono a ripped off box top of Little Debbie's peanut bars to sign. And he looked at it and he's like, and just shook his head and signed it anyway because he just wanted to be done with it.
I have two letters from the White House signed by Ronald Reagan from 1981. Also have a letter from Elvis's dad, Vernon, from 1978. Again, need the backstory on why you have a letter from Elvis's dad.
Right.
I have a Pepsi Cola can unopened with the 1976 bicentennial motif. Also, the Pepsi Cola has been printed upside down.
Wow, yeah, the misprint stuff.
That's good. I like that one.
Yeah, I would.
That's probably worth something.
Do an auction, see where it goes.
Upside down Pepsi Cola from 1976.
Yeah, what's cool is 7-Up used to do those like big pyramid. If you made the pyramid, it made like Uncle Sam. Those are kind of cool too.
All right, let's finish up with. Is it Qatari? Is it Qatari? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. First of all, it's Qatari.
I
haven't called WGN in like years, and I'm a native of the city. No, really. Well, Nick DiZulio and I worked at the Jewel together years ago. That's when we first met. I know, right? So a couple of things. I have a poster that I didn't even know this show existed on Thursday night, so this is kind of fun.
Well, now you know.
I've got this poster. And I don't know what year, but I'm sure we could figure it out quickly, of three Chicago athletes who were at the top of their game.
Yep.
And they were all in tuxedos.
I saw this poster today. I'm not joking with you.
Yeah.
There's a sports memorabilia shop on Madison Street.
Isn't it
Peyton? I was walking by, and I know exactly. It's going to be Jordan.
Peyton. And
it's going to be Peyton, and it's going to be Andre Dawson.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
And I saw it, and I looked at it. My dad and I, when we were walking around, we looked at it, and I said, because there's a memorabilia shop, and it was there, and I'm like, nah, you know this is from the 80s, man. Look at Dawson's haircut. Like, it is
so
80s.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, with all digital now and everything else, they actually, the three of them were together holding, you know, Dawson's got the bat.
And nice.
The basketball, right? Peyton holding the football. And, you know, they had a photo shoot, you know?
Yeah,
the poster's not in great condition, but I'm curious about that poster.
That's a good one. I mean, I'll tell you right now that it was $100+ in the window.
Come on.
Oh, wow.
But it was framed.
In good condition, right?
It was a good condition poster. It might have been more. It was actually next to, you're like this, it was right next to a framed picture of Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down with and it was signed by Danny McBride, and that was 139.
Yeah.
So my guess is that maybe it was like 200, 250.
I say start it at $24.99 and go from there.
There you go.
What was the other real quick?
Now this one, it may sound vulgar, but and it's in really good condition.
It's 11.
I'm dating myself, but it's from the 1972 presidential election, which was McGovern and Nixon, right?
Yep.
And which, of course, he resigned 2 years later. Obviously, he won. So it's in really good condition. And I just found it because I just recently moved, and I'm like, oh, I forgot I even had this. And it's a little boy, looks like a little boy, and he's licking an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And all it says on the poster is lick dick.
Oh, nice.
By some, they didn't have PACs back then, but some McGovern group put it out.
It's that's good. That's awesome. That's got to be worth something. That's $100 at least.
I'm off next Thursday, but tune in after that.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you're going to bring it back. You're going to find it.
I've got other really cool. One other quick thing.
Real quick, because I got the news.
I think one of my daughters, I think one of them confiscated this because I can't find it, but it's in mint condition. It was never worn. So there's a tag on it. And thank you, Nick DiGilio. He helped me get tickets for my nephew. It's a whole story about the Michael Jackson Bad Tour.
Okay.
I think it was the Bad Tour.
Okay.
In 1988 at the Horizon. So I have a T-shirt.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
I like that a lot.
Check
that's
it out
worth
online.
Something, too. I'm telling you. Terry, you got something there. Thanks for
and
calling.
I got a Cubs yearbook from 1945.
Save it. It's on every Thursday night. You can't do like five of them. You got to call in five different times.
Sign up on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. Thank you. Greg Flamm, good to see you. Good to be here.
Justin.
Good swap meet tonight. Thanks for all the texters and calls. We'll see you after Labor Day when you return. Thanks, everybody.